FM 100.5 and 101.9. AM 1450. Rutherford County's place to talk. Your good neighbor station. Stand by, Murfreesboro. The WGNS Action Line continues a search for truth.
Right now the time, 8:13, you're tuned to WGNS. That temperature outside is at 63 degrees. And our guest today, well, we'll be talking about, I should say, the Center for the Arts here in town. And one of our guests, Executive Director Tony Cimino, and I know I'm saying your last name incorrectly.
Cimino.
See, I'll never get that right.
Yeah, you will. Yeah,
someday. So what is happening at the Center for the Arts?
As usual, everything's happening at the Center for the Arts. We've just announced our 2013 season, and I brought with me two people, Andrew Ottman, who is the producer for one of our shows, Jesus Christ Superstar, and the beautiful and talented Kim Powers, who is the director for the first opening show of the season, Footloose.
Very cool. Now, Andrew, I didn't know you did stuff like plays and whatnot.
Well, you notice he didn't call me beautiful, nor did he call me talented. So we'll have to
speak
to Tony about
that. Well, the beautiful and talented Andrew Ottman.
Okay. Well, you know, the great thing about the Center for the Arts is that it's a gathering point for many in the community. And my children got me involved in the Center for the Arts. And through that, I found the excitement of just being there and joining into that group of talented folks. And it really just gets under your skin. And it's really been a lot of fun.
And for those who have not seen the WGNS studios, whenever I talk to Andrew, I'm actually talking to a computer screen that he's on the other side of.
Well, again, because I'm not beautiful nor talented, I can be on the other side of the computer
screen. Stop it. And also, Kim Powers is with us. Now, Kim, what have you been doing with Footloose, the play?
Well, we've been working very hard. We have a cast of over 40 people. Teenagers and adults. It has been a very long process, but very rewarding as well. A lot of 80s music. We love the 80s, so hopefully that'll bring you back to the times that when we were in high school, right? So it's very energetic. The dance, the music, it makes you want to get up out of your seat. So hopefully you'll be there to join us. We'd love to have you.
Now 40 people for a cast sounds like a lot. Is that more than usual?
It is. I really wanted a larger cast. That was one of the big things that I had going into it, is to have all of the kids in the show, because if you don't have that that big number for the finale and the opening, you kind of lose that. So that was one of the big things that I wanted, is to have a lot of teenagers.
Andrew, how many people do most plays have?
Well, that's a really great question. Tony, I think that really depends upon the production, correct?
Exactly. We have shows that have as few as... This year, we have shows that are as few as two, which is like our Tuna Christmas.
Two.
And shows which are as big as 40 or more, which will be like Footloose and Hello, Dolly. Those have big, big casts, usually.
Now, Jesus Christ Superstar, how many are we talking for that?
We're looking at a cast of about 40 when it all is said and done, because we've got, in addition to Jesus and the Apostles, we've got tormentors and high priests, and it's really a very robust singing ensemble. So we've got one of the larger casts, I'd say.
I agree.
So are that and Footloose some of the bigger productions that are done throughout, well, this year, I guess?
Well, there'll be a couple of other ones that are pretty large. Aida, which will be our October showing, and the other large one will probably be Hello, Dolly, which will be showing in July.
Very cool. And those are all coming up, and I guess cast members, they need to come and try out for those sometime.
Absolutely.
In the near future.
One of the things that we really, 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 really need are guys. We have a plethora of girls who are extremely talented and wonderful, but we need more guys. We need more guys that are of all ages, high school, you know, middle school, adults, especially guys that like to dance. Those are always in short order. So,
or maybe even guys with radio voices.
That would be good too.
One of each.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Any here in the studio, I wonder.
That's correct.
Now, you said middle schoolers, high schoolers. Will they be able to participate in all the practices and everything?
Absolutely. We have a mentoring program whereby if a child is interested in choreography, or a child is interested in directing or producing or what have you, we pair that person up with a seasoned director, producer, choreographer, whatever. So that person, we mentor them so that eventually they can produce, direct, choreograph, or whatever, their own show.
Are the kids who usually participate, are they involved in school plays as well, or are they not?
No, a lot of them are. That's one of the things that makes the Center for the Arts unique, is because for children that are interested in the performing arts, there are not a lot of venues whereby they can practice their trade or their interest, if you will. There's, you know, if you're interested in sports, there's tons of places where you can do your thing. But as far as if you're interested in the performing arts, you may have a play in school during the year, or you know, you may not. And most schools have done away with the drama programs, so the kids that are really interested in this, we're one of the few places in Rutherford County that they can do this. So, you know, the Center of the Arts is more than just a beautiful building.
I'm curious as to how each of you got involved in the arts. And Andrew, we'll start with you. I know you from the DNJ and MTSU now. How did you get involved?
Well, you know, I mentioned my daughters. I have three daughters that have all been involved in the Center for the Arts. But Tony wrote me in when I showed up to take my youngest daughter to the audition of It's a Wonderful Life. She tried out and successfully got the part of Zuzu, which is the teacher says, you know, every time you hear a bell rings, an angel gets its wings. And literally, I was there, actually, I should say, not literally, let's get that right. Actually, I was there just waiting for her to finish, and the director saw me there, and you know, I'm a bald guy, I look older than I should, and they said, you ever thought about trying out for Mr. Potter? And I thought, well, no, not really. And from there, it all kind of happened. Suddenly, I found myself Mr. Potter in that play with my daughter, and being involved with her in that production really, you know, sparked my interest in helping out with some other things. My talent is really not on the stage, it's more helping sort of behind the scenes. So Tony picked up on that, and then suddenly, poof, I'm producer of Jesus Christ Superstar, the March performance. So we're really excited about that. And it's just, like we've talked about, there's a lot of ways to get involved with the Center for the Arts. And I think that's the probably the thing that people don't fully absorb, is that while it's a great opportunity for kids, it's also great for, you know, 50-year-old guys like me that come in and have never had any performance experience. I mean, they're mentoring, they work with you, and it gives you a chance to really try something different and fun.
Don't let him fool you. He was an incredible Mr. Potter.
Yes, he was.
Now, Kim, what got you involved in the Center for the Arts, or what got you in plays altogether? Were you in plays before?
Well, I did theater in high school. I wanted to make sure that my children got involved in it because I felt so strongly about it. I felt like that was a very good way to go into all aspects of life, actually. It really does help you transition into everything. All of my kids actually are involved in theater. My youngest one is now 17, and he also does theater and loves it. So I really do think that that's a great avenue for everyone involved. And I have had the opportunity, as Tony was saying, just to kind of piggyback off that, to have a mentor, a teenager, with my show. Kenan Clish is actually a teenager here in Rutherford County and goes to school here. And he has been a mentor under me for my show that we're doing. And he has been an absolute treasure to have. And so with that being said, I really hope that a lot of directors that come up through this will actually be able to have an opportunity to work with the teenager that would want to get involved in that in some way.
And Kim, one of the neat things for teenagers is that it really helps them do public speaking down the road. I mean, it helps them stand before an audience and talk.
Absolutely. And we have a lot of new teenagers that have never even been involved in any type of theater whatsoever. We've had several in this show, and I think it's really important to give them an opportunity to do that because it really does help build their confidence and their self-esteem where they don't get that otherwise.
You know, it's interesting. I've got friends who have kids who've been in plays. And prior to being in plays, they were real reserved, real quiet. And then after, they just kind of blossomed, and they talk to anybody and everybody now.
It really does make a difference.
We have what we call Center Stage Academy, and there's four classes. One's in the spring, and then there's three in the summer. And it's for kids from first grade to 12th grade. And we have had young children come in there screaming, kicking, didn't want to stay, wanted to go home, wanted their mom or their dad. And by the end of the experience, they were on stage doing solos by themselves, It's incredible. When the bug bites you, you're hooked.
A lot of the kids love being up there on the stage. I mean, that's their favorite part about it. Not the practices, but actually being on the stage.
Yep. We are partnering with Bradley Academy, which is the art school here in Murfreesboro, and we're giving those kids an opportunity to do two shows, one in May, which will be Little Mermaid, and one in November, which is yet to be announced. And they have actually come out and done a pre-show before one of our shows, and they are just like wide-eyed. You'd think they were on Broadway. It's just amazing. So we do a lot of outreach in the community and try to bring kids in, because like I say, if this is what you're interested in, there aren't a lot of places to exercise your interest.
We're talking about the Center for the Arts this morning. And Tony, what got you involved in this? How long have you been with the Center for the Arts now?
How long do we have? Well, my dad brought me to, he was in theater. He was very involved in the performing arts, theater, opera, and what have you. At the age of 5 years old, he brought me to Chastain Park, sat me down on the wall, because it's an amphitheater, and said, "Don't you move until I come back and get you." You could do that back then. And I saw Gypsy. By the end of the show, he came out to get me, and I said, "Daddy, when I grow up, that's what I want to do." That was it. From there on, I was in shows, I was modeling, I was in plays, I did a year with Up With People. So throughout my entire life, I've been on stage. But, of course, I got an education, thank God, and went to school and had been in sales and marketing all my life. But when I came here to Murfreesboro, I was asked to be on the board of directors for the Center for the Arts. It had just become a private not-for-profit. It had previously been on the auspices of the Murfreesboro City and Rutherford County. They had just formed a 501c3, a not-for-profit organization, and I was the first. They started looking for an executive director for some crazy reason. I threw my name in the ring, and there I am. So I'm the first executive director of the private organization, and that's how I started. When I walked into that place, it was to audition for a show. I had lived in Murfreesboro for 3 years and had never even heard of the Center for the Arts. It's one of the best kept secrets in Middle Tennessee. And it's a gorgeous building. It's over 100 years old. It was built in 1910 by the Department of the Treasury as the first post office. In the mid-60s, it became the library, the main library for Murfreesboro. And then in 1995, it was converted into an art center by the city and the county. And that's how it happened.
It wasn't really that long ago, 95. I mean, I still remember it being a library, obviously.
People still come in looking for
books. Do they really?
Looking for books sometimes, yeah.
Has that really happened? That's
yeah.
Funny.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Once in a while, somebody will come in and say, "Where's the library? I thought this was the library."
And so you immediately show them the art gallery.
Yes, of course.
Yeah.
The art gallery, the theater, and invite them to come back and see a show.
So you got involved by volunteering at first, mm-hmm. and then you became the director. What year did you become the director?
In January of 2009. This is the beginning of my fifth year.
And do you love it?
Yeah. It is extremely challenging. If anybody listening runs a business, and you can imagine having nothing but volunteers that work for you, it's very challenging, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. And being that it's so challenging, it gives you an it really gives you an opportunity that every day something else comes up, and it can be fun, it can be nerve-wracking, but it's great.
And you also have to put your fundraising hat on at least once a year. And
yes, every year we have a couple of fundraisers. The main fundraiser will happen this year on March the 12th, I believe. It's the Backstage Bash. And what we do is we tent off the entire block in front of the building. We set up tables and chairs and a bandstand. There'll be a 22-piece orchestra this year, dining, dancing. It's a blast, and that happens every year in March. And then throughout the year, every show is a fundraiser, of course. And as a matter of fact, on February the 12th, right before Valentine's Day, the president of the university and his wife will be hosting our Valentine's Day. It used to be a luncheon. It's going to be an evening affair now. And we invite people to come to that. There's no charge. But what we ask is that if possible, you give a donation at the door. So that'll be coming up in February.
Yeah, now, I've been to the Backstage Bash each year. It's a lot of fun. And last couple of years, you've given away cars.
Yes.
We've given away last cars. Year from Nissan.
Yes. Nissan of Murfreesboro has been very generous the last couple of years. This year, we're looking for something else that we're going to raffle this year.
Can't release that yet, though. Huh?
Can't release it yet.
That'll be fun. And that's coming up, you say, March what?
March the 12th.
Okay. We'll put that down on our calendars.
Thank you.
Right now, the time is 8:29. We need to take a short break. And again, we're talking about the Center for the Arts this morning. And we'll talk more about it in just a minute. Again, the time, 8:29. A check on the weather and the news comes your way next.
Hello, I'm Greg Tidwell from Bell Jewelers. We are offering free exterior cleaning and time checks on all fine timepieces by our two watch technicians. Come in this month for your free cleaning and time check.
Hello, this is Lisa Halliburton. We don't have 8 great locations. There's just one Bell Jewelers. And just because we're not one of the big chains doesn't mean you can't get good values at Bell Jewelers.
Visit Bell Jewelers on Broad across from Toots. Talk with the police chief, the mayor, and other local leaders about issues that concern you.
The Action Line with Bart Walker, weekdays at 8:10 on WGNS.
Tennessee Radio Network News, I'm Kristen Thoburn. Tennessee could see some weekend flooding as more rains move in. Forecasters say the greatest rainfall potential will be Saturday night into Sunday in West Tennessee, during the daytime Sunday in Middle Tennessee, and overnight into Monday morning for East Tennessee. After more than 60 years, the remains of a missing Korean War soldier are back in Nashville. Private First Class Glenn Showman was 19 years old when he reportedly died as a prisoner of war on December 29, 1950. Family members say Showman's remains were discovered in 2004 but weren't identified until last November. Tennessee's education improvements this year were about average.
Tennessee gets a C+ on its progress in improving public education, pretty much the national average. That's according to Education Week's Quality Counts Index, grading states for 2012 on how their policy efforts are helping to improve public schools.
TRN's Dan Idem. A trial date is set for the Mississippi man accused of killing a Memphis police officer and another man at a downtown hotel in 2011. Prosecutors say Alexander Heidel shot the two men after an argument at a family reunion at the Doubletree Hotel. He killed 49-year-old Arthur Warren, the former husband of Heidel's wife, and 39-year-old officer Timothy Warren, one of the responding officers with no relation to the other man. The trial is scheduled for November 4th.
This is Nnamdi Asamoah. I play football for the Philadelphia Eagles, but what I do off the field with United Way might be more important. I'm a volunteer tutor and mentor. Why? Because over 1 million kids a year drop out of school, and that's not okay. It takes 12 years to create a graduate, but it takes about the same time to create a dropout. And the difference between a child becoming one or the other could be me, or it could be you. Studies show that if we get to these kids earlier, their chances are better. And kids who read well by third grade are more likely to graduate. So join me in United Way. Suit up and take the pledge. Become a volunteer reader, tutor, or mentor. Because when a child succeeds, we all succeed. Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Take the pledge at unitedway.org. Brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and the National Football League.
The flu is still on the rise around the country, and the Mid-South is among the areas that are hardest hit. Dr. Helen Morrow is with the Shelby County Health Department. She says January and February are peak influenza months in this area.
And it is still not too late. There's still vaccine available. It takes about 2 weeks after you get the vaccine to get the maximum benefit and immunity from it.
Many counties offer that flu shot for free. Elton John is set to return to Nashville for his first headline appearance in 7 years this spring. That concert will be at Bridgestone Arena on April 5th. I'm Kristen Thoburn, Tennessee Radio Network News.
Hi, this is Peter Demas, and I'm inviting you to come eat with our family at Demas's Restaurant. We've added trout to our menu. Trout is one of those really good fish that you have, and we sprinkle it with our seasoned salt that we also have for sale for people that want to buy our seasoning salt to season at home and anything they want to use there. But we lightly sprinkle it with a seasoned salt and a little bit of garlic, and it's really good. I'd like to invite you to come to our Demas's Restaurant in Murfreesboro, which is located on 1115 Northwest Broad Street, Demas's Restaurant.
Hi, this is Chris over at Music World and Drummer's Den. We're a full-line retail store that offers lessons, guitars, drums, bass, keyboards, and once again, we will not be undersold. We offer internet price matching. We will not be undersold. Please add us on Facebook. That's Music World TN. We have all of our updates on there. We do all of our new things that come into the store, used and new items. We are Music World and Drummer's Den across from Indian Hills, 2762 South Church Street.
Stop by Ford of Murfreesboro and take a look at the 2013 Boss 302S race car. It's number 14 out of 50 made and is now in the Ford showroom at the corner of Broad and Northfield. It has the 5.0 Boss engine, a 6-speed transmission, removable steering wheel, 6-point racing belts, lightweight Brembo brakes, and more. Head to Ford online at fordofmurfreesboro.com.
Hi, this is David Lee, General Manager at Ford of Murfreesboro, and I invite you to come down and see our full selection of Fords, and we'll give you the best deal in town.
I happened to glance up, and the clear sky was gone.
Coast to coast, all night, every night.
All I could see was something round and black.
On WGNS, AM, FM, online.
It is 8:34 right now, 63 degrees outside. Tony's dancing to the music right now. Director Tony Cimino from the Center for the Arts is with us, and also Kim Powers and Andrew Ottman also with us this morning. And Andrew and Kim are both volunteers with the Center for the Arts. Is that right?
That's correct.
That is correct.
And you guys have been volunteering now for quite some time. And I guess you would encourage others to do so?
Absolutely. I think we need a lot more volunteers. Yeah. Would I say that correctly, Tony?
Correct. Yeah, absolutely.
I think sometimes that you're in desperate need of those, actually. Sometimes even more so than even actors and actresses. They come far and few in between. Most of us have day jobs.
which makes that very important, because
exactly.
You know, I think a lot of our volunteers are stretched. I mean, and I think new blood got into the center really helps too, and really helps diversify the performances, gets new faces on the stage.
Absolutely.
New ideas.
That's what I was just about to say. New ideas, new things, and you know, and I direct in a somewhat different way. I love the collaborative effort from everyone. I love to have different ideas from all aspects of everyone that's even there. Mm-hmm. I think that's what makes a great show.
Mm-hmm. So, and Kim loves to work with young people.
I do.
So that's her kind of her calling, if you will. So she's very special with young people, and she gets a lot out of them. Let's put it that way.
Tony, do you have some volunteers that help out with every play?
Everything. I mean,
there's
me, and there's an office manager. And then we have a part-time MTSU student. I'm from New Orleans. And that's it. And that's all we have. Our curator is an MTSU student always. And everyone that's involved that helps out in the office to directs plays are all volunteers. Thank God we have a lot of them, but not enough. And the fun and unusual thing is that kids that started out there, you know, when they were 5 or 8 years old are now in college. And so you constantly need a new group of people to come in and kind of take the place as other people, you know, move off.
Do you gain a lot of new volunteers after the Backstage Bash is held each year?
I don't know if we gain a lot more, but I think it really brings to the fore what the center does and what it is. I think, you know, there's a couple of things that this town has that are real treasures, and the center is one of them. And I think it would be a real loss if something ever happened and that went away. We do, I think, and you guys can chime in, I think we do really good quality shows there. And a lot of effort is put in. We spend a great deal of money on the shows. More than I think most community theaters do, but we try to make the shows authentic. We try to make the costumes authentic. You know, we try to really do a good job there. It's more than, you know, especially for me, it's more than just a community theater. It's a show, and you've got to make sure that, especially for your season ticket holders, that you keep up a certain level and certain quality. So we strive to do that.
Kim, it's been a long time since I've seen Footloose. I didn't see the remake of it. So kind of give us the background of what the play is going to be about.
Well, you know, a lot of people have a different point of view on it. I mean, it can be one take on one way and one on another, but a lot of people talk about the you know, the relationship between the daughter and the reverend. You know, that's one spin on it. You know, they're having a lot of issues in their household because, you know, he lost a son and he's pushed her away somewhat, and so she's very rebellious. There's another aspect of it where Ren has moved into this town, and he has also lost his father. So Ariel and Ren have a lot of the same somewhat, I guess, relationship problems in their life, and he is trying to implement a dance for the town, which the Reverend does not want or believe in because, you know, he feels like that has corrupted his family. So there's a lot of little storylines in the story within itself, and it all kind of comes together in the end, and everyone, meaning from all families, have joined forces, if you will, to make it happen for the kids of the town. So it's a really neat dynamic, and honestly, it's not too far removed from the families today. So I think we all have issues in our own family. It's just a matter of what problems you may have. So it's really nice to escape in the theater world, to go into a make-believe world, so to speak. I always say, you know, you're on stage and create that drama on stage for the people to actually come into your storyline. So it's really important that the cast, you know, have you buy into the story. I think that's what's really important. And that way you go away leaving and thinking, wow, that's something different that I didn't even think about, you know, from a movie aspect, because it's real life when you're watching it. So it really makes it special when you're there actually seeing it in person.
Do you know if Footloose started out as a movie or was it originally a play?
I believe it was a movie first. Am I correct,
so,
Tony?
I think it was derived from the yes. play was derived from the movie.
Yes.
And the opening for this play is going to be tonight?
It's actually tonight at 7:30.
Yep. And it'll run this weekend and next weekend.
That's correct. And we do have matinees now.
Yes.
It is a Saturday matinee at 2 o'clock as well, so we've added those shows on the weekends.
7:30 tonight, a 2 o'clock matinee tomorrow and Sunday, and then 7:30 again tomorrow night. So there's four shows a weekend.
Is it going to be next weekend as well? How
correct.
Long do these plays usually run?
They run anywhere from 2 to 3 weeks. This one is running, as of now, it's running 2 weeks. If the demand is great enough, we'll extend the run.
That's a lot of work.
Yeah, we hope that it is. We would love to do a third weekend. It's really important, though, that, you know, that people that come and see it go out and tell people and come back, and we want them to come back to see other shows like Jesus Christ Superstar that's coming up. So we want everyone to come back, and it gives them a way, too, to come back and audition.
Exactly. We're doing 10 shows this year. It'll be 12 with the Bradley Academy shows, but we're doing 10 shows this year, and people have the opportunity, if they want to buy season tickets, it's a really great deal. They can buy a gold season ticket, which entitles them to come to 8 shows. They can pick whichever 8 they wish, or they can get a platinum, which entitles them to come to all 10 shows. So, and those are really, really good deals. They make great gifts, so we encourage people to do that. Can I talk about the shows that we're doing this year?
Absolutely.
Once Footloose closes, we're going to open with Driving Miss Daisy. We switched. We were going to have Dolly there, but we switched the two shows. So Driving Miss Daisy, then Superstar opens, Jesus Christ Superstar, which is followed in April by Aladdin, Disney's Aladdin. Now, this version of Aladdin is somewhat unique. It is a Spanish-American version. But you only need to know one of the languages to know what's going on, because the way Disney has written this, if you understand what one language, you'll understand what the other person is saying by the dialogue. So that's kind of interesting.
So when you say Spanish/English version, what are you going to do?
Well, some of the characters speak in Spanish and their reply to in English. So what we're doing is we're trying to bring in the Latin community into the center and give them an opportunity to there's a lot of Latino people in Murfreesboro and in the county, and so they need an opportunity to exercise their talents as well. Aladdin is followed in June by Rent, which is a very timely show. It ran on Broadway for 12 years. And at the time, it was the 9th longest running show. They did over 5,000 performances. It won a Tony for Best Musical, among other awards. So and it involves younger people in the show. It's a very interesting show. And I think most young people will know this show, and I think they're very, very interested in it. In July, we'll be doing Hello Dolly, and we need dancers for Hello Dolly, especially guy dancers. So if you're out there, come and audition for it. Followed in August by Alice in Wonderland. In September, we'll be doing, we've done the, this will be the third of the trilogy, Smoke on the Mountain, The Homecoming. Followed in October by Aida. And the music for Aida is based on Verdi's Italian opera of the same name, Aida. But this was written as a rock opera, and it's been very much updated. It takes place in Egypt, and it's a very diverse cast in this, and it'll be kind of a splendid show. It takes place in Egypt and the pharaohs and all of that. And then in December, we close the season with Tuna Christmas, which is a hilarious comedy that a lot of people will be familiar with.
Now, you have mentioned the need for dancers quite a few times this morning. If somebody doesn't have a dancing background, can they still be a part of it and learn how to do these routines?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Our choreographers are incredibly wonderful teachers and very patient. And we have had kids that came in there not knowing their right foot from their left and left really good dancers. If you enjoy dancing in any capacity, we encourage you to come out. You don't have to be a trained dancer by any stretch of the imagination.
And I guess the same goes for shower singers. If you sing in the shower, then
absolutely,
you could be in a play.
Absolutely. We really encourage, I mean, you know, if you don't really want a big part, but you just really want to be involved and have fun, there's, all these shows have ensembles, and most of them do. So you can be on stage and in a costume and under the lights and in front of the audience without having to really, you know, stick out if you don't want to.
And of course, you can also be backstage and volunteer in helping with the production of it.
We need people backstage. You can't do a show without your backstage crew. We need people who are interested in lighting and in sound. So there's something for, you know, building sets, if you like building. That in and itself is, that's kind of one of the things that I did, especially in high school, is I built a lot of sets. So that can be a tremendous amount of fun. And it's very rewarding because then you get to see the fruits of your labor. So we need people in every aspect. If you're interested in advertising, if you're interested in helping out in the office, if you are good at, you know, putting labels on things, anything. Just about anything.
One of the plays we haven't talked a whole lot about is Jesus Christ Superstar, and Andrew Ottman is the one who is helping with that. So, Andrew, tell us a little bit about the background.
Well, you know, we talked about the beautiful and talented Kim Powers. I should mention that the beautiful and talented director of our show is Renee Robinson, and she asked me to sub for her today. Her vision for this show is to be uplifting and respectful. This is really a musical experience about the last 7 days of the life of Jesus. And what I think is remarkable about this show is that the strong caliber of singing. Our lead, the Jesus character, is John David Welch. He's an MTSU opera singer. I mean, he really has this powerful presence on stage, and it's really an amazingly emotional experience when he sings. Mary Magdalene, the talented Natalie Klein, who has just been a fantastic addition to the Center for the Arts family, is not only a strong lead singer, but also a choreographer who is really helping us. She's had professional experience in California and other major markets, and now she's a Tennessean. She lives in Gallatin. She heard about the Center for the Arts, and she's participating in helping us with this, not only as an actor, but choreographer. But this, you know, what I hope that people carry away from the Jesus Christ Superstar run is, first of all, this is happening during the holy month of around Easter. You know, our matter of fact, we will have Easter Sunday performances. I mean, we are really keenly focused on providing an experience that will be emotional, uplifting, and true to the character of the Gospels, and the feel that you'll get is the emotions of everyone involved in those last moments of Christ's life, and how they got to where they ended up, and how it affected them later. And the music is powerful. The staging of this is going to be such that I'm proud to be associated with it, because I think it's going to have this amazing quality of entertainment, spiritual uplifting, and just this music stays in your head, Scott. I mean, this amazing music that resonates throughout the walls of the Center for the Arts, and that's really, it's going to be incredible. Our run is March 15th through the 31st. We also have a matinee performances at 2 o'clock on Saturday as well. So we're very excited about the run as well.
Is it too late for somebody to be in that play if they're listening right now and they would like to be?
It is not. And matter of fact, we wanted to thank WGNS for helping us put out the word about that. We are still looking for members of the ensemble. And actually, like, you know, Tony and Kim mentioned, we're looking for some men that could serve in the role of high priest. And you know, folks like me, you know, you 50-year-old bald guys, that there's hope for you in the theater, and really where you can come out and be a part of this. And Tony focused on this, and I want to really underscore it. You do not have to be a professional actor to come here. We will help you become more professional in your approach. You will work with professionals. You will work with people who have had professional experience, with strong community theater experience, and you, the opportunity, again, I experienced it through It's a Wonderful Life, to be a part of something where you're around such talent that you can absorb their learning, learn from them, understand how they've built their craft, and be a part of something that comes together in such a powerful, coordinated way. Ensemble is a great entry point into the theater. We've got opportunity. Easy to find us. jcintheborough@yahoo.com is the email for the center for this production. We're also on Twitter at jcintheborough, and also on Facebook at Jesus Christ Superstar in Murfreesboro. We have a Facebook page, so you can connect with us those ways.
We'll put all that on our website as well later on this morning, probably after 9:30 or so. But do you have to set up a new Twitter account, a new Facebook page for every single play? How do you do that?
Well, you know, I'm a marketing guy now. You know, I used to be one of these newspaper instinct guys. Now I'm into the marketing approach of this, and social media is such a way to connect and resonate with people. It also is just a simple way to convey information in an effective, immediate way. And it allows us to tie in through the Center for the Arts pages. So many of our cast are involved in social media. And you'll see, as Superstar gets closer to our March date, we'll be putting snippets of our rehearsals on video, audio performances on social media, so you get a real sample of what to expect on the stage. So long answer to a short question, Scott. Yep.
There's a lot of work that goes into these plays. I mean, a whole lot of work. Now, Tony, you have been in the arts, I won't say business, but the you've been doing arts, I guess, since you were five, like you said. Do you believe there's more talent here in Murfreesboro than other areas of the country?
Yes, probably, per capita. I think that because of Nashville and it's being Music City, I think it draws a lot of talent to this area. We have had some amazing, amazingly talented people. I don't want that to scare people from coming out to audition if you've even never been on stage. But by the same token, I want people to understand that the quality of a lot of the performers that they will see is equal to or better than they might see on a professional stage. There have been a number of shows whereby I was told by people from the audience that they had seen it in London, or they had seen it in New York or Chicago or what have you, and that our performance a lot of times excelled over those performances. So I'm very proud to say that. But like I said, by the same token, while the quality is there, we can bring people along as far as acting and dancing and singing and what have you is concerned. So don't be afraid to come out and try. try out and audition for a show.
This morning we're talking about the Center for the Arts here in downtown Murfreesboro. And I guess, kind of give us an idea of what you would tell somebody as we close out the show, who's never been in a play before, but who may want to be.
Well, and I'll invite Andrew and Kim in on this as well, but this is what I think. When you join a cast of a show, it almost becomes like a second family to you. And a lot of these relationships you'll keep, there's some that I still have from when I was a kid that I met these people and am still friends with they and their families. It's usually, I'll tell you, I know for these two shows, Superstar and Footloose, it's gonna be, it's a very emotional, it's a very loving, usually, atmosphere. I think it's something that once you do it, I'd be very surprised if you don't come back and do it again.
Andrew, would you say that's about right? Once you start, you can't stop?
You know, that's funny. When I joined It's a Wonderful Life, I described it as both my debut and retirement, and Tony kind of gave me that sly look saying, yeah, I don't think so, really. And, you know, I credit Renee Robinson for, you know, in keeping me involved and in finding something that I can connect with. But you do. You get involved, you associate with a great group of people, you're working towards a common goal, you're stretching yourself in ways that perhaps you haven't done it before, and you get this amazing sense of accomplishment, not only for what you've done, but what your role working with others, connecting to build something that's larger than you, and then helping the community with a great event and a great location. I mean, it all really combines, and I know Kim, who's been involved in multiple performances, has similar stories.
I agree. When we did a show last season, it was the same way. It's almost, it's infectious. It's kind of hard to not come back. Once you do it, it's like, ooh, I'm glad it's over, you know, and then you're like, well, wait a minute, what's the next thing I can get involved in? You know, you can't wait. So I actually went to Tony and said, okay, I'm ready. So it's really nice to be involved and at least to be wanted someplace. A lot of times I don't think you get that, you know, other places and other theaters and venues and things like that. So it's really nice to actually be wanted and welcomed back. When you do that.
Well, Tony, Kim, Andrew, thank you for joining us. And Tony, you wanted to say one more thing.
One more thing. I don't want to go off the air without thanking our community and thanking the businesses in our community. Without sponsorships, without these donations, without people that support the Bash, there'd be no way that we could function. So I want to publicly thank all of the companies and all of the individuals that help financially support the Center for the Arts.
How can people get a hold of you?
Well, you can go on our website and get a hold of me. It's tony@boroarts.org. It's just T-O-N-Y at B-O-R-O-A-R-T-S.org. That way, or, you know, there's links and all our contact information on our website, which is www.boroarts.org.
And like I said, we'll put all of that on our website. It's already on there, but we'll put it on with the news story again today, right around 9:30 or so. Thank you all for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.
Right now the time, 8:57. You're listening to WGNS Local News, and also ABC News comes your way in about 2 minutes.
Don't wait. Getting affordable state minimum coverage from Safe Auto is so easy you barely have to lift a finger. The benefits are so obvious. Safe Auto keeps you legal and saves you money. Call 1-800-SAFE-AUTO today. Drive safe. Spend less. Safe Auto.
Everyone loves Stones River Mountain.
We also have a new library. People from all over is giving us books. We have any kind of book, I guess, that you would want to read, we have in our library.
Stones River Manor, behind Rite Aid, at the intersection of Haines and Memorial. Stop by Stones River Manor for a tour. Ask for Mike Gann. Stones River Manor, it's home.